Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 756. Visible translated text is as follows. On Friday, April 25th, 1913, I went to Frank's office at 1:04, which is a mistake. I made the statement in regard to Friday in order that I might not be accused of knowing anything of this murder, for I thought if I put myself there on Saturday, they might accuse me of having a hand in it. And I now make my second and last statement regarding the matter freely and voluntarily, after thinking over the situation. And I have made up my mind to tell the whole truth, and nothing but it freely and voluntarily, without the promise of any reward or force or fear of punishment in any way. I got up Saturday morning, April 26th, between 9 and 9:30. I was at home 172 Rhodes Street. There is a clock on the Atlanta University, and I looked at that clock after I put on my clothes. I went to the door and passed some water out of the washpan, and then I looked at the clock on the Atlanta University. But I forget what time it was exactly. But I remember it was between 9 and 9:30. Then I washed my face, and I ate some steak and some liver and bread and drank a cup of tea. And then I sat down in a chair a little while, about 10 minutes, I guess. And then I told my wife to give me $1.50 out of the $3 I gave her last night. And she gave it to me, and I lost $1, and I would get some more money, and I went to Peter's St. and bought a beer at the saloon near the corner of Peters and Haynes St., and I bought two beers there for myself and gave another fellow a beer. I don't know what his name was, but they call him Bob. I don't know where he works, but he had a whip over his shoulder. I stayed in that saloon 5 or 4 minutes, just long enough to drink that beer, and then I walked up to the button-in saloon and walked back to the pool table, and there were four fellows back there shooting dice. Two men, one was named Joe Bobbs, and one was named Bob Williams. And I won 90. I don't know how long we were shooting for. We were shooting for 5 unknown to the man who ran the pool table. I stayed in that pool room about 15 minutes, and then I came to the bar and bought some beer. And I bought some beer for Bob. And I bought a glass of beer there, and I walked back to the toilet, and I stood there and made a cigarette. And then I bought another glass of beer. And I come out and bought a half pint of whiskey, and I did drink some of the whiskey. And then I started to the Capital City Laundry. And on my way there, I met Mr. Frank at the corner of Forsyth and Nelson St. going to Montague. And he told me to wait a minute, and he asked me where I was going. And I told him I was going to the Capital City Laundry to see my mother. And he didn't say anything, only he said to come back. And I went to the laundry and stayed there until he come back. And he told me to come to the factory with him, that he wanted to see me. And I went with him to the factory, walking behind him, and stopped at the Curtis Drugstore at Forsyth and Mitchell Street. And he got a drink, and I waited at the outside until he come out. And then he told me to come on, and I went to the factory with him. He had a box with him, which he carried with him to the Montag brothers, and put it there, and after we got to the factory, Mr. Frank took the box and put it in the corner of the barrel, which was just to the left of the stage, and I sat on the box beside Mr. Frank, and he sat right there until I come back from dinner. He told me to sit down there until he blew his whistle. He just took his foot and pushed a box over for me to sit on. Then he told me not to let Mr. Darley see me. And after Mr. Frank went up the steps, in a few minutes here comes a young lady downstairs. That was Miss Mattie. I think she had on a dark red suit and a rain cloak and a parasol in her hand, but I didn't notice her hat. Then here comes Mr. Darley down, and he had on a gray suit of clothes, didn't have any hat on his head, and he stopped Miss Mattie at the front door. And when he stopped her, I saw Miss Mattie with a handkerchief wiping her eyes. I saw her go to the ladies' dressing room. I heard her crying.